Back in August, former President Jimmy Carter announced that he had been diagnosed with cancer, melanoma that had spread to his liver and his brain. At the time, he said he might need to cut back on his busy schedule. Well, I spoke to Carter earlier today, and it doesn't seem like the former president has slowed down too much, even at the age of 91. He was helping build a house in Memphis, Tennessee, with an organization he has long supported, Habitat for Humanity.
I was in charge of making sure all the walls were absolutely erect by using a level, and I nailed a lot. And I was also in charge of putting the hold-down straps for the possible earthquake that might come to this Memphis area.
You've been doing this kind of work for 3 decades now. I would assume there's a different level of physical commitment for you now. Is that right? I mean, are you doing a little bit less of the hard stuff?
It's really the same thing that we've always done. We've been doing this now for 34 years, my wife and I together. We were supposed to be in Nepal this week, and we've kind of substituted Memphis because we couldn't go to Nepal because of some boycotts and everything down there. It wouldn't let supplies come in. So we still do the same kind of work we did 35 years ago. That is, erect the walls first and then put on the roof later on today, and then put in the ceilings and the walls inside the house.
When you announced your cancer diagnosis in August, you had said at the time that you would cut back on your schedule. But, I mean, we're talking to you now. You're there building the house. Are you really cutting back?
Well, I haven't cut back yet because I still feel good. I'm taking special treatments for the cancer in my brain and in my liver. Part of the liver was removed, and they did the treatment on my 4 places in my brain with radiation, and now I'm taking a long-term medicine that stimulates my own immune system to fight against cancer. It's a newly developed medicine. So we don't know yet what the results have been, but I'm feeling better than anybody expected me to, and so I'm still maintaining a pretty normal schedule, I'd say.
Has the diagnosis, though, has it made you more choosy, I guess, about how you decide to spend your time now?
Well, it's made me more careful about my time schedule, yes. But I still work. I still teach Sunday school every Sunday like I did. I still work at the Carter Center. I would have probably been in Myanmar now, which used to be Burma, had my problem with the cancer not come up. But I still, except for making overseas trips, I'm staying just about as busy as I ever did.
I mean, you had such a long and fruitful career after you left the White House. Do you think about what advice you might give to, you know, President Obama as he prepares to leave that job?
Well, the Carter Center has a special program. We've been in 80 countries around the world. We monitor elections. We've done 100 of those. And this year we'll treat 71 million people so they won't go blind or have other strange diseases that are known in the tropics. But I think that a lot of the presidents, as they got ready to leave office, since I left office, each president is different from all the others, and so each one has to make our own decision about what to do with our post-presidential time. But I think a lot of them have used the Carter Center's work as kind of a possibility for them to emulate parts of the things that we could do, and then they contrive their own way to spend their time in a beneficial way after leaving the White House.
You know, you talk about how you're still basically keeping your same schedule except for overseas trips. But as you kind of sit down and look at your day or your week, what are the things that are the most important to you?
Well, I think we have a large family. Rose and I have been married 69 years, and we have 12 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren and a lot of in-laws that have married our children and grandchildren. So we try to keep our family together, first of all. We still have the same farmland that we've had since I left the White House, about 3,000 acres or so, and it's still producing peanuts and cotton and corn, soybeans, things like that, and pine trees. And we're very active in our church and things of that kind. And once a year, we go off and do a habitat project for about a week. So we stay busy doing different things, and it makes a very interesting and challenging and unpredictable, and I'd say very enjoyable life.
President Carter, thank you so much for your time, and I hope you continue to feel good.
Well, I feel fine so far. Thank you for your good wishes. Best wishes to you, too.
We reached former President Jimmy Carter at a Habitat for Humanity event in Tennessee. Today, Habitat announced that the 33rd Carter Work Project, a full week of home building, will take place in Memphis next year.